What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It is Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, everybody. And on Wednesdays, we bring you something called Practical Solutions. These are practical solutions to real challenges you have. And one of the challenges many offices have are partnerships not being aligned. Let me say this as clearly as I can. Misalignment is the root of all evil. So your question might be, how do we get that alignment? Well, I have an amazing coach on today. Her name is Carly Einarsson, and we share the secrets to aligned partnerships. So please listen up. I hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. You know the jam around here. Our job is to bring you the best thinkers, teachers, coaches anywhere in this great profession of dentistry and give you some thoughts to help you improve your practice and your life. And a big topic today in dentistry is about healthy partnerships. Like, how do we create aligned, healthy partnerships? We're actually going to give you the secret to align partnerships with an amazing coach I have on my team. Her name is Carly Einarsson. Carly, thanks for being back. I always appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. I love being here. And this is one of my favorite topics. So can't wait to dive in.
Mine too. Now, I'm going to say this, you know, before we even get started, I'm just going to help you guys. For those of you who don't know, because we have some people that are like, I listen to podcasts. I still don't know what you do. Well, we're coaches. We coach practices all over the country who aren't necessarily broken. They're actually really great practices, and they're just stuck. They need a better way to think about their days. They don't often see how it could get better without working any harder, and our job is to help them through this. So this becomes a big topic. Sometimes people think the world is going to be easier if I just add a few partners or a few more associates, but with that comes complications. And what we're going to do today is give you some clarity on this whole concept. So Carly, maybe we start here. This topic is an important one for us internally and how we coach our clients. Tell us a little bit about why.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just at a visit with a team and someone was like, Carly, what do you do? And I was like, well, what I do is I work with doctors because they have three different, if you will, buckets where they work. And or circles, whatever you want to call them. They have their dentistry bucket. So they obviously have to practice dentistry. They have their entrepreneurship business kind of bucket, right? They have to own their own business and they have their leadership bucket. So this, in my opinion, falls in this leadership bucket of alignment. So if you've ever felt the weight of that leadership, no one teaches it to us. It's something we have to seek out and we have to learn for ourselves. And most of the time, what's even tougher is if we're in a partnership with someone else and we have to be on the same page. So you're not alone if you're in this situation. There's so many like day-to-day struggles, team issues, conflict, decisions. It's tough, right? It's just like being in a marriage, right? You have another person that you need to align with, especially for parenting, things like that. So it's the same type of thing that we need to create alignment between partners to help burnout, resentment, chaos, just help all of the leadership and alignment come together for the business to create a functioning, healthy business.
Yeah, so well said. And a couple things I'll add before we actually start to unpackage this. People say in dentistry, having a partner is like, you know, you're getting married. It's like a marriage. I always say, no, it's not. It's way harder than that because my wife, we've been married for 26 years. She can put up with me. I can screw up a lot. Thank God. You know what I mean? In a partnership, there's a lot more on the table and a lot more complexity. So I think if you have a partnership, you know, kudos to you. There's a lot of benefits to that. I certainly don't want to discourage you from that. But oftentimes people go into partnership and they go, oh, this is just going to be easier because I have a partner. I think it's much more complicated and there's other decisions. And we're going to help you unpackage that today. The other thing I'm going to say before we get started is misalignment is the root of all evil. Let me say that again the right way. Misalignment is the root of all evil. If you look at any relationship that goes bad, it starts with misalignment, either on values or, you know, what to do. And so it's very, very important that you get aligned. And one last thing I'll say before we get started, and we say this internally and externally, is that alignment and agreement are not the same things. You can work together really well with somebody and not agree. There's a lot of times, I have a partner here, his name is Dr. Barrett Straub. We don't often agree on a lot of things, but it's one thing that's really clear, and I'm so grateful for this framework, is that we are going to be extremely aligned before we leave this room, because we don't need to completely agree. Actually, he's the smarter one, so I just need to align with what he wants to do. And you're going to see the more you lean into alignment instead of agreement, the healthier things are going to be. Anything you would add to that, Carly? Especially now, I'll even prompt you with this. We get this feedback all the time. Like team members say, I don't know who to listen to. I have like, there's like two partners. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that I feel like in our team, you guys, like you said, you don't always agree. And you even share with us as team members in our business here that you guys don't agree, but you are aligned. So when I ask one of you one thing, I'm going to get the same answer. I mean, probably not word for word, right? You're different people, but I'm going to get the same answer from you, both of you. Versus sometimes it's really hard. You don't always get the same answer from each person that a leader in the practice. And then the team members can sometimes like kind of pause and they don't know who to listen to. Sometimes they just listen to whatever that they want to hear then, or they just make something else up themselves, because ultimately they don't know who to listen to if multiple things aren't consistent.
Yeah.
So it kind of travels through the grapevine. Things don't happen the way you want them to happen. And then it kind of creates a big open hole of, I don't know what's going on. I don't know where we're going. I don't know who to listen to. So then it lets every team member kind of just run in their own direction.
It's so true. Any crack in alignment between leaders blinds everybody else on the team. No different than, you know, a couple being married, trying to raise, Sarah and I raised three teenage daughters. You can't have any crack in alignment because they exploit the crack in alignment, and they go, you can't, then you start playing good cop, bad cop. And that ultimately creates bigger challenges. The big thing that happens though, when leaders aren't aligned, is that the trust erodes, not only between you and the partner, because you don't believe in your partner, or you don't like where your partner's saying, like, that's where it starts. And then you can see the people that are leaning into the leadership of the partners, they start to lose their trust too. So I'll just speak from experience. As I learned about this, it was incredibly important for me as I learned about this. Like, I've got to support my leaders and be super aligned. And so I'll share my secrets on the podcast. I intentionally will tell somebody what Barrett told me to do or what we agreed to do in front of somebody so that Barrett can hear what I had to say, so that he would be proud of me because I said it the way it needed to be said. Now, that's a little bit of my, you know, my brain working on, but it's really important that your leaders that you're aligned with see you doing this on a regular basis, so the continuity starts to happen. And again, this is such a popular topic for us internally. The important thing that goes with this is that as you start to get aligned and you're intentional and you cascade this information, you're going to become more and more consistent. And so it's so important that you're aligned as leaders. So anything else you'd add, Carly, on this before we start unpackaging?
Yeah, that consistency will help gain that trust, and it will make the process go faster, or it will make you reach your goals faster to be aligned.
Yeah.
Which alignment is part of figuring out what goal, what you want your goals to be and what your shared goals are. But ultimately, it comes down to both parties really jumping in and being aligned and also feeling like they have that responsibility on their shoulders. It doesn't come down to just one person or the other. Whenever I went to my dad, it was always like, oh, go to your mom. You need to ask your mom that question.
Right.
Ultimately, what they really probably should have done is been aligned together and both been able to say the exact same thing. So it comes down on both partner shoulders. They were great parents, by the way, but
I have no doubt. I have no doubt. And that is so true in just almost everything that we do. You can see that. It prompted me to think about this. Like the other thing, as we take you through this. This isn't stuff we're making up. Like this is what we do all day long. And if you've been listening to anything that we've done here in the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years, we're big fans of the traction system, the EOS system by Gino Wickman. And Gino Wickman says, if you have a partner or other leaders, one of the most important meetings you can have on a regular basis is called the same page meeting, meaning we're going to get on the same page. So here at ACT Dental, you're welcome to come any day. You don't even need an appointment. You're going to see regularly we have what are called alignment meetings. We have a leadership alignment meeting. We have a sales alignment meeting. We have a coaching alignment meeting. We have a DOE, which is our Department of Education alignment. And the goal of those meetings is to get everybody at the top super aligned before we start to do anything. So I said all that to say this. Your best investment of time as a leader is to get aligned with your other leaders. So here's my question, Carly. How do we get more aligned? Where do we start?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say we start, number one, it's with a shared destination. We also start with having very defined roles between leaders. Both you and Barrett do something different, and you're both really good at what you do. So having those aligned, leadership meetings and or knowing your roles. You kind of know exactly what lane you're in, and that's where you stay. Not that you don't kind of swerve in and out a little bit sometimes, but also knowing that we're going in the same direction to that same destination. So most leaders and especially partnerships, we just kind of come in and we know that we have things in common like dentistry, and we know we want to own a business and we know that's what we want to do. Other than that, we haven't defined how. We haven't defined when, we haven't defined why, we haven't defined our vision, our goals. So we need to, for sure, ultimately, weekly meetings for alignment are what we need. But we also need some kind of starting point of what is our vision, what is our goal, some kind of like yearly alignment meeting to start, or some kind of bigger meeting at the beginning.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you nailed it. We need a destination, which is vision alignment. Like, where are we going in this business together? When do you want to exit? When do I want to exit? What's your role going to be? What's my role going to be? And I don't think you can spend enough time gaining clarity around that. Also, leaders are not the same. They bring different strengths. And so what Carly was speaking to is we've done a lot of testing, whether it be DISC, DISC training, or Working Genius, or even Colby. You know, I'm more the visionary type, so I don't like details. Barrett is very much the integrator. He's got the gift of discernment and tenacity, so I never try to get in his way, and he'll lean into me when he's like, "I want you to create something great." I don't ever want to be the CEO of anything. That's a title I liked having at the beginning. And now I'm like, that's a crazy title because you need a smart person doing that one who has a lot of discernment and level of detail. And so I think it's really important that you know yourself and you know your other leaders so you can lean into their strengths and you don't quote unquote start swimming in each other's lanes. And again, when it comes to vision, taking the time to really decide together where are we going to go with this business, making sure that we're on the same page is critically important. Now,
Yeah,
oh, go
most
ahead.
of the time, sorry to jump in, we do not reach our goals unintentionally. We don't just like end up getting there. We have to set that intention and we have to really just decide where we're going. It takes a little bit of time, just like your marriage, right? Like you go on dates fairly regularly. You're setting aside that time to like work on your marriage. It doesn't sound like that as much, like a date is fun,
Right.
right? Or it's supposed to be, but we need to make that intention and set that from the beginning.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. And in those time, you have to give time to this. You got to make time for this. which is actually step number two. We got to make time for alignment. Now, I'm going to speak to you listening. You're like, I have no time. You don't know how crazy my life is. My schedule is out of control. When in the world would I do this? So, but you, I think you would agree, Carly, the time for alignment is critical. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I would say, I would almost disagree to an extent. The time that you put in now will save you time later.
Right.
It, once you put in the time for these weekly consistent leadership meetings, I would try to have some kind of schedule, honor it every week, make sure that you don't, you know, book a patient over it. Like, this is our time. You set it aside and you honor it no matter what. And you also have some kind of structure to that meeting. So it is very specific every time and you go through the same thing. So discussing some key aspects to your practice, like the course and the annual outcomes and goals, like what course are we on? Where are we going? Are we going the right direction? Did one person veer right, one person veer left? How are we going to get back on track? Talking about team celebrations and challenges, some financial KPI review, future thinking. We want to make sure that we go through some of these key alignment pieces. And it doesn't have to be a really long time for these meetings. They can be 30 minutes, an hour, just to make sure that we're getting aligned and a starting point.
Yeah, I'm so happy to, like, I won't show you what's inside of this, but I get one of these every Monday. It's kind of like, it's our agenda. And if you're listening, this is a great mantra to live by. No agenda, no attenda. Just say that. So it's pretty cool. So Barrett actually creates the agenda. He is the partner that has the details, the gift for all of that. And we stay to the structure. And so if you're watching the video, you can see it's from 9:15 to 9:45 on Monday mornings. And we go through details, things you said you were going to do last week. What did you accomplish? What do we accomplish? What do we need to accomplish this week? And what it does is it allows you to create alignment around things that have to be done, we're supposed to be done, and then issues that are on the horizon. Each one of us has a section for issues. So I'm not calling him all week or texting him all week with issues. I used to do that. And Barrett, if you're listening to this, you might want to just share one of those old texts. I used to write him really long texts and go, I totally nailed it. I nailed the problem right there. And what I didn't realize is that I was burning him out, you know, just by sending him a long text. Now I can actually put something in the agenda. I know we're going to address it on Monday and we can cover it. And it keeps us focused. But here's the point. It's an agenda. It's a set time. And it's a document. Now, let me say that again. It's a document that we're using for alignment. You can't get aligned in a conversation. You can try. It might work for a little bit. When you have a document, you can actually write down what you discussed, you can write down what you agreed on, and you can write down what we're going to do next, and you can write down challenges, and it allows you to focus on getting something done via that document. But you've got to make time for that, and it's got to be earlier in the week. Here's what I would say about partners that don't take the time to align. The divide will grow. You'll get upset. And if you don't have time for alignment, that crack starts to show and it creates resentment, it creates misalignment, and challenges happen later. So you got to make time for alignment. And you mentioned date night. Somebody said this to me a long time ago. You know, babysitters are cheaper than divorce attorneys and psychotherapists and all those other people. Like, those are all real. But I remember saying to myself, like, how can you say I don't have time for date night? Like, you have to make time. So even if it's just a time just to chat. So you got to make time for alignment. Anything else you would add before we give them number three, Carly?
What I would say to that is it also holds you accountable. So there are certain times, especially as a leader, you have so much going on in your brain. And like you said, instead of just sending out a random text at 10 p.m. at night to, you know, your partner and burning them out, you have a place to put it. It also then can be shelved from your brain. You don't have it in there anymore. It's not running around. It's living somewhere. So you don't forget it. And you're going to come back around every week to make sure that you've gotten done what you've gotten done. We use that for any of our team meetings here at ACT. And to be honest, this morning I did one thing that I knew it was on the list and somebody was going to ask me. I would have forgotten about it unless it was written down and it was there to hold me accountable.
Yeah.
So I think it'll save time in the long run and some brain power too, to kind of take it out of your brain and shelf it.
Totally agree. That is such an important concept. And as you're organization grows. Let's say your practice is small right now and you only have six people. Well, there might be a day where you have 12. And then once it gets north of 12, it starts to get a little weird. You don't feel as connected to every single person anymore. And that's where you as a leader have to lean more into the other leaders that you're developing. A cool thing about leadership is real leaders create other leaders that create other leaders. And how you do that is through alignment. So you might have a partner, but you might have a hygiene team lead. You might have an administrative team lead. You might have a chair side assistant lead. You might, and these people are important to have regular cadences with in which you're just getting aligned so that they can lead other people. And I'm here to say this, once you start doing it, they lead other people really well and they do it well, which means it frees up more of your time to do the things that matter on a higher level. So you got to make some time in order to do that. So Carly, what's Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say number three is united front to the team. So like you said, even if you have, don't have a partner, most people have some kind of leads in their office or some kind of an office manager or somebody that's helping them with some of the leadership tasks. And ultimately, whether it's, you know, one partner and another partner, whether it's a doctor and a dental assistant, if somebody comes into the office and says, hey, we got this new scanner, like, am I supposed to scan today? And one person says, yes, that sounds great. We're going to do it. And one person says, no, I'm not ready for that. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
What do I do as the team member? I don't know. I would sit there and probably just do whatever I want or not do it because that's the easy way out.
Right.
Right. Ultimately, that all requires a lot of systems and other things that we won't get into right now. But how confusing is that in front of for as a team member to not know what to do?
It's very confusing and frustrating.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it. And I would probably sit there. I might freeze up. Again, I might do whatever I want. And then they feel conflicted. So it's just kind of like saying, you know, mom says you can have the popsicle, dad doesn't. What do you do? Well, I'm either going to, it's fine, but maybe it's not fine and somebody's going to get mad at me. Maybe I'm going to do something wrong. I don't know. And everybody just sits there and doesn't know. So again, that doesn't help your trust. That doesn't help your practice. And then we're not going in the same direction.
Yeah. I think if you're listening to this, you've all been in the situation where you heard a story and you probably heard the person that, you know, you heard the story with the person that you were with. Then you go somewhere else and the person you're with is telling the same story that you heard, but they're telling it a little bit differently. And you're like, that's not exactly how, and then you hear it tell it again and it's not even close to how you originally heard it. And your first thought is, I don't trust this person that I'm with right now. Now you got to be careful about that. So again, when we're showing united front with the team, which is step number three. Think about this as a leader. I'm going to be incredibly consistent, almost repetitive. We talk about being a chief repeating officer. You should get comfortable in repeating something over and over and over and over again because people will come to expect it. They'll also see the continuity of it. So here's how it works for me. When I'm in an ELT meeting, which is just Barrett and I, he's going to say something. I'm going to say something. We're going to say it together. And then I'm going to go into our traction meet, which is our leadership meeting. I'm going to say it the exact way that he said it in front of him because I want him to believe in me. Then I'm going to go to my team members and say it the exact way I heard it in the ELT and then the way I heard it in the traction meeting and then to my team members. And then I want to do the same on the floor of our business only because I want to be that instrument of trust. I also want to create that alignment. Even if I don't completely, totally agree with the strategy or whatever, at the end of the day, I want us to create this, we are in this together vibe, which trumps me being the smart one or me having the perfect strategy. Don't you think, Carly?
Absolutely. It's something that you kind of have to set your ego aside, set your like, I'm right. This is what I want. You ultimately have to be in it together. And even if you're figuring it out still, like nobody has everything figured out all the time. It just isn't right. Like that's not normal, right? We're always figuring it out. Part of it is having these alignment meetings so you can figure out beforehand. But if not, you can also say something like, I don't know, we're still working on that and I'll get back to you. Right. That's a better answer than giving two different answers from two different leaders, right? But making sure that you're aligned, again, even if you don't say it the exact same way, but you repeat it, you guys are on the same page, and it creates a sense of safety, and people feel comfortable and supported in the office. You're clear, you're connected. That trust and the execution is going to go so much more effectively
Yeah, and
if you guys are on the same page.
that's so important. I didn't often think about that earlier in my career, but safety is a really important piece. And I'm not just talking about physical safety. I'm talking about emotional safety, where people know what to expect. They know how you're going to act. They know how you're going to react. And so that goes back with just being constantly aligned as leaders, being clear, being supportive of each other. It starts to foster that environment of safety. And so remember, like creating alignment, you don't even, it's going to be messy the first couple times you do this. But number one is just creating vision alignment. Like, let's be on the same page as far as where we're going together. Number two, making time for alignment. So regular on the same page alignment or alignment meetings with leaders, and then constantly, and I do mean constantly, showing a united front with the team members around your alignment goes a long way. So, Carly, give us some final thoughts or final takeaways on this hard to understand, but even harder to do topic.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, like you said, being very consistent in front of the team, even when leadership isn't in sync, we just need to have very small decisions. And they can be small, they can be large, but we need to make sure that they're consistent. They're all going the same direction. Those little small decisions or those little one-offs that you just kind of throw out there that you aren't aligned about, they become roadblocks, and the team, it really gets in a way of their progress. They get confused, the tension builds. Ultimately, that strategic vision, getting everything in the right spot. You guys are clear. You guys know exactly where you're going. Again, you're swimming in your same lanes or your own lanes, knowing exactly what your role is going to help the team be more efficient, more successful, and gain that trust, gain that safety. The biggest actionable takeaway here is just having those weekly meetings,
Right.
starting even a half hour, an hour. Ultimately, an hour would be great, but even if you just start, or taking a few hours right away to start just figuring out what are our goals, where, stepping away from the dentistry, what's our vision? That would be like the first step in getting there.
Yeah.
So it's hard. Again, if you need help, we're here for it. Sometimes an outside perspective is awesome. But just taking that step to get those meetings scheduled is awesome.
Yeah.
Great, great first step.
Absolutely. So well said, Carly. And of the top five things I wish I could go back and do better at, I wish I'd have learned about alignment and how important that is in a work environment. We've heard dentists say it for more than 30 years. Oh, I just want a team that works together, all rows in the same direction, people that want to work together. Well, that starts with alignment, alignment around values, alignment on where we're going, alignment on what we're trying to do this week, the next week. You can't spend enough time getting aligned with the people you spend your days with. Remember, you spend 30% of your life at this place called work. Alignment is a hugely important ingredient. So, Carly, thanks for being on. That was awesome. I
Yeah.
really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Can't look forward to being back.
Yeah, absolutely. So stick around while I say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for listening to the Best Practices Show podcast. That's a big topic, alignment. But if you do the process of getting aligned on the vision, taking the time to do it, and then showing a united front and working at it all the time, I promise you, your practice will get healthier. You'll create a better practice and a better life. And people will start to trust you because they see that consistency. So I hope you take this podcast and I hope you use it. We also have some tools back in the Best Practices Association. If you struggle with any of this stuff, that's why we're here. This is what we do. We actually created an app now. It's called the Best Practices Association. You can go back on the Apple Store or the Google Play Store and you can search Best Practices Association. You can start the journey for free. There's nothing easier than that. And you can upgrade for the tools. In premium, you're going to see the Strategic Vision Creator. It's the exact vision creator we use in coaching great dental practices. It allows you to be able to go through a process. It's a structure, it's a template, and it forces you to get aligned with your other leaders in the practice. So make sure you check that out. And if you're struggling in your practice, and you're like, I don't even know where to start, don't struggle. You can reach Courtney on our team, learn more about ACT, and she can help you every step of the way. But we're going to keep bringing it. With over 900 episodes, we've got like 9,000 more because we've got a lot of important topics we want to cover. But keep showing up and we'll keep bringing it. So until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.